A Prairie Home Companion is made possible by Pillsbury Crescent Dinner Rolls, available in your grocer's refrigerated section. Warm, light, flaky, buttery Pillsbury Crescents can help add wow to holiday dinners.
It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. We had a little snow here this last week, about 6 inches of light, shiny designer snow because it was so cold. It's that light snow that practically blows away in the wind. Pastor Inquist, heading towards the end of Advent here. He dislikes Advent so much. Such a beautiful Advent that he does for all of the old Norwegians sitting there in the Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church. All of the hymns that they've come to expect. De kima nu, till jule fest, de kima for den høye gæst. All of these old hymns. They sing, it barner fut i Bethlehem, Bethlehem, tigleveza Jerusalem. Alleluia, alleluia. In a sanctuary that smells of candle wax and smells of spruce, and he can't wait for Advent to be over. This man who prepares this beautiful, beautiful service dislikes it so much himself, looking forward to going down to St. Petersburg for the Lutheran minister's retreat in January. He's gotten an offer to go down and take over a church in Fort Pierce, a Lutheran congregation that's grown from 150 to over 6,000. They preach a gospel of joy, and they use a smaller Bible than they use in the rest of the Lutheran church. It's just a little skinny Bible, and they take out all of the discouraging parts. And they don't sing, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. God is not a fortress down in Florida. They don't need a fortress. God is your best friend. Jesus is your boyfriend. And whatever you need, you got it. You got it. So he's tempted by that. Myrtle and Florian Krebsbach have begun their annual argument. She's yelling at him. You can hear them all over town. Why in the world this man can't just get us some tickets to Fort Lauderdale? Like normal people, why do we have to sit here and look out a window at all of this snow that's falling? Why can't this man just cough up some money and take me on a trip? He says, you know, I've been trying for 60 years to please you, and I'm farther away now than when I started out. There's no please. I'm just asking to go on a vacation. What's wrong with that? Well, he says, why? We would just argue. That's all we would do. So why should I spend all that money to go be miserable someplace else where I can be just as miserable here at home? This is an old argument. They went down to Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility. Father Wilmer holds confession for the old geezers. One night a week, they walk down. There's just three of them. The two of them, Florian and Myrtle, and Senator Kay Torvaldsen was there. Although he is Lutheran, he was confused. He's a 94-year-old man, and he was intending to go to Florida, but people were worried. They thought this was unfair for him to drive his Buick all the way to Florida, unfair to people in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. So they took the distributor cap off it, and he went wandering off around town, heading for the Chatterbox Cafe, where he's been going since he was a boy old enough to drink coffee. And instead, he wound up sitting in the front pew of Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility as Myrtle walked into the confessional, and she stubbed her toe. Son of a bitch, she said. Sorry, Father. I'm sorry, Father. It's been 1 week since my... Well, you know how long it's been. It just last week I was in here, and she confessed to sins of anger against Florian. She said, he's going to come in here next, and he's going to confess to sins of pride, and I want you to tell him that it's time he took his wife on a vacation down to Fort Lauderdale. Well, Florian came in, and he did not confess to sins of pride. He confessed to sins of lust, which kind of threw Father Wilmer off. But that's Florida. That's what it'll do. He sat there as Father Wilmer read through his missal and said his prayers, and Florian went and said his Our Fathers, and then there was a rustle on the other side of the screen, and a man said, hey, how you doing over there? It was Senator Kay Torvaldsen. He had never gone to confession before. He wasn't sure what to do. Oh, he said, my favorite Christmas. I never told anybody this before, but it was when I was young and I waxed up my toboggan and I went to the top of the hill and I came down fast. I came down fast through the town and across Main Street, though I could see a bus was coming and I could see it was almost going to hit me, but I didn't want to stop or swerve because I wanted to slide all the way out onto the lake. Nobody had ever done that before. And it just missed me. That bus just missed me. I was about 11 or 12 years old and I went across Main Street. I was going high speed and I went out across the ice, the lake, and I went all the way across the ice. I was the first person ever to do that on a toboggan. I was 12, 13 years old, and I looked around me and there was nobody there, nobody to see that I'd done it. And I knew that if I told anybody, they wouldn't believe me. And you're the first person I've told, Father Wilmer, you're the first person I've told. Well, everybody in town has heard this story many times, but it's a good story. Snow coming down in Lake Wobegon, and the porcupine is out, who always comes around this time of year, looking for fruitcake. People leave it outside because nobody eats fruitcake. He's a fruitcake porcupine, and he's big and fat, and he waddles around town, and all the dogs go wild, and they raise a chorus. It's a beautiful week. Father Wilmer listening to confession, and Pastor Inquist there in the sanctuary of the Lutheran Church, looking at the porcupine walking across the yard. Snow coming down in Lake Wobegon, and the sun goes down here at this darkest time of the year, almost the solstice, when the sun is looking at us sideways. The darkest time, and getting ready for Christmas Eve. All that silence out there, the silence out in the farms and out across the ponds, and people up late at night, restless in the kitchen, making their banana bread. Banana bread, our comfort food. It's our food of Christmas, and the pfeffernussa and the ginger snaps and the divinity and the Russian tea cakes and the candles in the window, and they all get ready. What a beautiful time of year it is.
The first snow.